Habit 1. Be proactive. Viktor Frankl, a psychiatrist who survived a Nazi concentration camp during World War II, observed that while many prisoners gave up under such extreme conditions, some chose to help others, even sharing their last bits of food. This led him to understand that no matter what happens, we always have the freedom to decide how we respond. Between an event and our reaction, there's a space where we can choose our response, which ultimately affects our growth and happiness. As babies, our ability to choose is limited, but as we grow, we develop four key abilities according to Stephen Covey: self-awareness to evaluate our thoughts and actions, conscience to understand what's right and wrong, imagination to envision a different future, and independent will to choose how we respond to our environment and instincts. Being proactive is the first and most crucial of Covey's seven habits. It's essential for making the most of our lives. To be proactive, focus on what you can control rather than what you can't. Remember St. Francis of Assisi's prayer: God grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, the courage to change the things I can, and the wisdom to know the difference. Use proactive language, such as, "I choose not to act like that," instead of blaming past behaviors. Pause and think before reacting to any situation, and choose the response with the best outcome. Remember to have a sense of humor. Laughing at your mistakes can lighten the load. Lastly, as Gandhi said, be the change you want to see, and start by being proactive yourself, inspiring others around you to do the same. Habit 2. Begin with the end in mind. Imagine being on a construction site where workers don't know what they're building, don't have a blueprint, and aren't sure of the building's purpose. It's similar to having a family without a mission statement. To guide your family's future, create a mission statement. Here's how. Start by discussing your family's purpose, values, and dreams. Ask questions like, what do we want to achieve? What are our goals and values? Everyone should share their ideas, no matter how unusual they might seem. This brainstorming helps everyone feel involved and committed. Next, combine all the ideas into one clear statement that represents your family. It doesn't have to be perfect. Just make sure it reflects what your family is about. Write it down and feel free to update it later. Examples could be, our mission is to respect each other's talents. Our mission is to love and help one another. Or simply, our family has fun together. Finally, use your mission statement to guide your family's actions. Place it somewhere visible, like on the wall or in a frame. Refer to it to stay on track, and make changes as needed as your family grows and evolves. Habit 3. Put first things first. Think about what's truly important to you and how you rank these priorities. Many people put relationships at the top: family, friends, pets, work colleagues, and spiritual beliefs. Next come values like freedom, trust, loyalty, and integrity. Lastly, they consider material things such as cars, houses, cell phones, and even their job or hobbies. However, the reality is that we often spend more time on material things rather than nurturing relationships or upholding our values. To correct this, focus on prioritizing your family and relationships. Implement systems to support this, but keep them flexible and family-friendly. The Covey family used four key systems, or big rocks, to manage their time effectively. They had regular family meals to eat healthier, improve communication, and reduce risky behaviors in teens. Setting aside 1 hour each week for family time helped them connect and solve problems together. Family traditions were used to have fun, reaffirm values, and strengthen relationships. One-on-one time with family members allowed for personal attention and trust building. The Coveys called these priorities big rocks because they fit them into their schedule first, making it easier to fit other tasks in later. Habit 4. Think win-win. Life often pits people against each other, as seen in sports where only one team wins the NFL Super Bowl. However, in families, there's no need for winners and losers. Win-lose or lose-win scenarios always create at least one loser, which is detrimental to family dynamics. Instead of focusing on who is right, thinking win-win means adopting an abundance mindset where everyone benefits. This shift from me to we promotes trust, mutual support, and positive outcomes. Stephen Covey describes building trust through what he calls the emotional bank account. Just like a real bank account, you can make deposits or withdrawals in this emotional account. Positive actions, like small acts of kindness and sincere apologies, make deposits. Negative actions, such as gossiping or breaking promises, make withdrawals. High trust is like having a high balance in this account, which also leads to better communication. To build trust, start with small, kind actions. Apologize sincerely when you make mistakes, avoiding excuses or blaming others. Don't gossip about others. It erodes trust between you and the people involved. Keep promises to build reliability, and remember that breaking promises takes time to fix. Lastly, forgiveness is key. It keeps the flow of love and trust open. Habit 5. Seek first to understand, then to be understood. Family counselors often hear the same complaint from clients: poor communication. In The Little Prince, the fox wisely says, "It is only with the heart that one can see rightly. What is essential is invisible to the eye." This highlights the value of understanding others' true feelings. Our fifth habit is to understand before seeking to be understood. Effective listening is crucial, but many people only pretend to listen, nodding while distracted, or focusing only on key points. True listening requires giving full attention to the speaker, including their body language. A higher level of listening is empathic listening, where we try to see things from the other person's perspective. When emotions run high and trust is shaky, it's essential to listen deeply, without judgment or interruption. Avoid giving advice too soon or leading the conversation toward solutions. Instead, ask questions to ensure you understand correctly. This shows you care and builds trust. Only after truly understanding can you share your own thoughts effectively, making sure your response fits their perspective. Habit 6. Synergize. Sometimes, it might seem like 1 plus 1 can equal more than 2. No, I'm not confusing basic math. There are scenarios where this idea holds. When two people with different opinions work on a project together, they might end up with less than if one person did it alone, say half of the potential result. If they compromise, they could reach a result of 1.5. But with good teamwork, they can achieve a full 2. Here's where it gets interesting. When they truly synergize, combining their unique strengths and ideas, the result can exceed their individual efforts, reaching 3 or even more. Practicing synergy means moving from my way and your way to our way, a more effective approach. This way, each person's unique strengths shine, and the group can tackle challenges and opportunities together more effectively. Habit 7. Sharpen the saw. Imagine you and a neighbor are both cutting down dead trees in your yards. You start at the same time, have the same physical build, and use the same saws. After a few hours, you both take a break. But to your surprise, your neighbor's tree is almost cut through, while yours is only halfway done. How could that be? Your neighbor reveals that every time they took a break, they also sharpened their saw. This made their work faster. This lesson teaches us about the seventh habit, sharpening the saw. This means taking time to renew 4 important areas of your life: physical, social or emotional, mental, and spiritual. If you don't take care of these areas, they'll weaken over time. To keep strong, make sure you and your family set aside time for renewal. Try doing these things each day. Exercise more or eat healthier for your physical needs. For social/emotional needs, build new friendships and reduce stress. Mentally, read more or pick up a new hobby. Spiritually, try meditation or read inspiring books. For family renewal, use important times like family meals and one-on-one bonding. Family vacations and activities with extended family are also great for sharpening the saw together. This helps your family build a stronger sense of identity, connection, and shared hope. Key points. 1. Be proactive. Choose how you respond to situations, focusing on what you can control. 2. Begin with the end in mind. Create a family mission statement to guide future actions. 3. Put first things first. Prioritize relationships and values over material things. 4. Think win-win. Adopt an abundance mindset where everyone benefits and build trust. 5. Seek first to understand, then to be understood. Listen deeply and empathetically before sharing your own views. 6. Synergize. Combine unique strengths for results greater than individual efforts. 7. Sharpen the saw. Regularly renew physical, mental, social, and spiritual well-being for sustained effectiveness.